Good morning. Thank you for listening today. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm joined here this morning by Lori Lopez. And I'm thankful that she's here to help lead us in worship today. I want to begin today just by talking about sacrifices that please God. Sacrifices that please God. And we know that just through what Jesus has done, that there is no further sacrifice that is required for our sins, that Jesus has completed that work for us. And so there is nothing that we can do to give a sacrifice that will atone for our sins. But the Bible does tell us that there are sacrifices that we can make today that please the Lord, that please His heart. And so let's start in Romans chapter 11 this morning. In Romans chapter 11, at the very end, in verse 33 through 36, you know, this is where after the first 11 chapters of Romans, and they're all about the sacrifice of Jesus for us. And then at the very end, Paul, after telling everything that God has done for us, he responds with this, with a sacrifice of praise. Starting in verse 33, "Oh, how great are God's riches in wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand His decisions and His ways. For who can know the thoughts of the Lord? Who knows enough to give Him advice? And who has given Him so much that He needs to pay it back? For everything comes from Him and exists by His power and is intended for His glory. All glory to Him forever. Amen." Also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse 15, it says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name. Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased." That God is pleased with a sacrifice of praise from His people. That is what He desires, lips that confess His name. Also, too, the second sacrifice of the Lord that pleases God is the sacrifice of our lives. Right after what we just read in Romans 11, it goes into Romans 12. And Paul says, "I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Because of all that He has done for you, let them be a living and a holy sacrifice, the kind that He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him." Another translation that says, "Offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God." You know, what we do with our lives, the decisions that we make, the ways that we devote our lives to the Lord, that we offer our bodies as holy as we choose to turn to Him and run from sin in our life. The Lord is pleased with that. He is pleased as we approach Him, relying upon the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus. So He is pleased with the sacrifice of our lives. And last of all, He is pleased with the sacrifice of our service. And we just read this in Hebrews 13, 16. "Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices that God is pleased." As we share with others, as we do good, as we love the people around us, how Christ would call us to love them. As we share our hearts with others, as we give the goodness of the Lord, as we share our testimony before others, as we meet needs in other people's lives, as we love people practically, as we love people through our words, through our actions, all of these things, the Lord is pleased with that. I'm thankful today that none of these things are things that affect my identity in Jesus. But these are all things that I gladly and willingly do out of response of love for Him. Jack Hayford says in The Reward of Worship, says, "What begins in treasuring Him proceeds to humble our hearts, awaken our sacrifice and release our service. What is birthed in the heart finds expression in the hands. Hands that rise in humble praise, give in simple expectancy, and serve with gentle grace. With such sacrifices, God seems to be well pleased. Let's pray to the Lord together this morning. Lord, as we've come before you today, we want our lives to be about what we have said. Lord, as we treasure you, as we see you, Lord, may our hearts be humbled, our sacrifice be awakened, and our service released, God. Lord, may we possess hearts of love both for you and also for our brothers and sisters. May this be manifested in our expression of love, in our hands, in our feet, in our mouths, the things that we do. Lord, and in doing so, we love you. Lord, and that is our ultimate desire out of anything, to love you. Lord, so we start by loving each other. We give our lives to you today. Cultivate within us hearts of worship and adoration and praise. Let's sing this out this morning, this alabaster jar. This alabaster jar is all I have of worth. I break it at your feet, Lord. It's less than you deserve. It's far more beautiful, more precious than the ore. The sum of my desires and the fullness of my joy. Like you spilled your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. So here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, give me every heartbeat for your glory. Take me, yes. Take that I have left is all I have of worth. I lay it at your feet, Lord. It's less than you deserve. Though I've little strength, though my days are few, you gave your life for me, so I will live my life for you. Like you spilled your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. So here I am, take me as an as an offering.
Shine your light to